This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vela. Former RTD officials say the agency needs to rethink its plan to build a train to Boulder and Longmont. Rising costs have delayed the project for decades, but RTD recently restarted planning work after pressure from Governor Polis. But former RTD board member Jeff Walker says the costs are too high and forecasted ridership is too low to make it a good investment.
Instead of just trying to build a train for the sake of building a train, let's build whatever it is we build for the sake of moving people and getting them to where they need to be quickly and efficiently.
Some current RTD board members hope the agency can partner with a proposed Front Range rail line to reduce costs. The Springs Rescue Mission in Colorado Springs has completed an $18 million renovation. CPR's Dan Boyce says the overhaul has taken years to complete.
The new modern facilities hold 450 beds for overnight stays versus 37 in 2014. The Colorado Springs Gazette reports the number of meals served has nearly doubled to 700 per day. Restrooms, showers, laundry facilities, and rows of new lockers are also available for guests. More than 1,000 people use the shelter as their primary address for mail delivery. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
And the red-hot Denver Nuggets won again last night. They beat the Clippers in Los Angeles for their fifth straight win. The Nuggets have one of the best records in the NBA. This is CPR.